Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. It's Bob Noxious.
Yeah.
Your buddy, your neighbor, your friend on the radio, everybody.
Get off my lawn!
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, just say no. Thank you.
Yes.
It is 7:07. Hour number two begins. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show rolling on. Greg Cassidy is right here. Kamala Harris faces the bear. Her campaign says it was an ambush. Brett Baer from Fox News Channel, all he tried to do was the impossible. Get a straight answer from Kamala. It can't be done. Unless the question is, so is Donald Trump, is he bat crazy? Then she'd give a quick, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That she would.
Yeah, that she would. Yeah. Here's a great point where Brett Baer led her to the slaughterhouse, so to speak. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So she had already, you know, she was establishing that, you know, and has on the campaign trail, Donald Trump can't be trusted. Donald Trump, you know, he's not mentally fit to hold office. Okay.
Unhinged.
All the things.
Okay.
Okay. So Brett Baer was like, you know, working side by side with Joe Biden, you know, when was it that you discovered that, you know, he was, you know, starting to slip, or however he termed it? You know, it wasn't it wasn't degrading the way he said it.
But he even said, you know, you told us he was sharp. He could run around anybody in the room. In the, you know, she was all in.
And she repeated that.
Yes, she did.
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump. He didn't ask you about Donald Trump.
No.
Which is why the people who knew him best, including leaders of our national security community, have all spoken out. Even people who worked for him in the Oval Office, worked with him in the Situation Room, and have said he is unfit and dangerous and should never be president of the United States, including his former vice president, which is why the job was open for him to choose another running mate. That is a fact. That is a fact. Well, actually, yeah. She's pretty much telling the truth there. But that doesn't speak about Donald Trump in a negative way. It speaks about those people, those power-hungry so-called Republicans that want to keep their level of power. See, they don't really want to clean up Washington. They don't want to clean up the swamp. They love it, enjoy it, capitalize, and gain from it just the way it is. To hell with the American people. It's about them lining their pockets and helping their friends. That's really what they're doing. The ones that are against Trump. If you're a so-called Republican and you're against Trump, it's because you want the status quo. You claim you want smaller government. You are a liar. You want bigger government, more entrenched government, and more power. If you say you want to be fiscally responsible, you're a liar. Okay, so let's get back to the issue. You know, when did you figure out that Biden was slipping? She started to go into her old thing about, you know, from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, you know, he was sharp, he was this. In other words, Brett set her up to say, you know, you worked with somebody side by side and couldn't see what everybody else said. He even brought up the George Clooney op-ed piece.
Yep.
Oh, that's what kind of got her a little unnerved, and she began to speak over him.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah, the op-ed piece where George Clooney said he's not, you know, the same guy that he had met with just, you know, a few weeks before. And, oh, all she wanted to do was talk about Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump. But if you're being real, okay, a real person wouldn't have had to start the lie to begin with. You know the old thing, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So when you start lying early on, when questions came about Joe Biden, and you lied about how fit he was, and you continued that lie right up until the point where they pushed him off the cliff and said, you're not running. And then all of a sudden, yeah, maybe he's not fit. Maybe he should even step down right now. All of a sudden, Kamala was really quiet during that whole time. She let everybody else kind of speak. And then all of a sudden, she emerges as this, like, blossoming, you know, swan. It's the new Kamala. And the media just really, the mainstream media went to work. Just, we're going to remake her. We're going to do this.
The Kamala nobody wanted? That nobody voted for? That's
why they had to remake her.
Oh.
You see, the powers that wanted to get rid of Biden wanted to get rid of her, too.
They did.
They just couldn't make it happen.
Right.
They just couldn't put the pieces together in a timely fashion to make that work. So they're stuck. They're stuck with her. Well, you know, we're stuck with her. Let's put some lipstick on that pig and go out there and sell it, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm using an analogy. I'm not calling her a pig. Right. Okay. She's a lot of things. But I'm not going to say that.
That would not be one of the things.
No, I mean, why can't she answer any question, even honestly and or directly? She is incapable of it. And the reason for that is, one, I think she's a pathological liar. But let's even get past that. It's because, what do you want her to say?
Hmm.
You want her to tell the truth? If you were backing Kamala Harris, what would be the biggest nightmare? The biggest nightmare would be her saying, you know what? Upon further investigation, you're absolutely right. The border is an absolute mess. And what we created here for some Americans is a hellish situation. And I have to apologize, and I have to own at least part of that. Yeah, they gave me the title of border czar. I didn't want it. I didn't want it. And Joe just did that to push the whole issue on me, so I would take the hit for it. See, she could go down that path. She could do that.
It might give her some more support from some folks, because they would have known she's being honest.
But she is afraid to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. It might end up giving her credibility. Yeah. You see, here's the thing about the American people. You can be forgiven, but first you have to say, you did it.
Right.
You're sorry, I apologize, and show some level of remorse. She's incapable of doing that. It's just like Pete Rose.
Yep.
Pete Rose should have came out and said, man, did I screw up. I had one of the best baseball careers in the history of the game, and I got into gambling, and I was an idiot. And I beg for forgiveness, and if I don't get into the Hall of Fame, I don't deserve it. And he would have not gotten into the Hall of Fame for maybe 5 years or 10.
But instead...
And then he would have been in, because the American people, we have short memories. We believe. Look, this is part of the Judeo-Christian thing. We're forgivers. If you're a believer, you have to be a forgiver. You have to be, or you'll never be forgiven. That's a basic tenet. So she can't be forgiven because she won't stop lying. She won't own it. She won't apologize. So there can be no healing. And she continues to lie and go down that path. That's why Donald J. Trump will be our next president. God, hear my prayer.
Oh.
7:15, what's bugging you? What's on your mind? Air it out. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now. 877-975-9825. Happy Thursday. 97.3 The Sky.
The blame game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans
lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy Thursday and good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You. A chance for you to air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my deplorable friends. I'll tell you what's bugging me. Yesterday, I'm out mowing the grass. I got my headphones on, going through my playlist of music, and at least six times before I got through mowing, I had to listen to a Kamala ad, campaign ad. Ask me how many Trump ads I got to listen to in the time I mowed grass. Zero. And that bugs me. The campaign manager for Trump needs to get it on, and let's get some advertising. I know Florida's a gimme state for Trump, But we need to hear a little more advertising, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, and they should do it on the radio.
Yeah.
Because radio is the best.
Although, Big Mike, you did kind of answer your own own complaint. You got to figure, yeah, it would be encouraging to hear it, but that's money they could be spending where they need to get votes.
Shush it!
Spend
money here.
We need more
votes.
This
is where our bread's buttered, pal.
And we got butter, and we're putting it on the bread. We need the votes where they don't have the butter in the bread.
Oh, okay.
And who doesn't love butter
bread? I'll sacrifice for now.
Oh,
but the big money better start rolling in. Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me is, you know, we're all focusing on Kamala and how she's responding, but what worries me the most is there's some type of confidence there within her eyes, almost like they've already got this thing rigged, because let's not forget, they've already said that the voting centers are going to be burned up and attacked by Trump supporters, which means they're going to stage attacks and they're going to hinder this election process all the way to the end because they know we don't want them in there.
I think there's a lot to what you said that could be true. Here's what you need to do. Early voting starts Monday.
Yes.
Mary County, Alachua County, most of the counties, Monday. Get out there and vote. Get it in. Get it counted. Do not wait. I know traditionally we like to wait for the real election day. Don't do it this time.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it. Pam, what's bugging you?
Oh, yes. She was the poster child for Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, my husband just couldn't even stand listening to her. He started looking at stuff on his phone. But everybody is talking about men playing in women's sports. Boys playing in girls' sports. So I have a simple solution. You have a men's league, you have a women's league, and you have a transgender league. You guys can play in your transgender league. You're not playing with women, you're not playing with boys, girls, whatever. You have your own little league, and you go try to win there.
I honestly, Trump was addressing that again, and he said, absolutely, no men in women's sports. Biological males. That,
yep,
to me, is simple. That's easy. It's not complicated.
No.
What you're born biologically is the deal. Now, if that means a huge sacrifice and you don't want to compete at that point, that's a personal decision. You don't have to. 877-975-9825. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me? I thought I was being a little rough on Kamala Harris the other day when I called into the radio show, called her stupid and vapid, but you really delivered the goods on her today. But what's bugging me is when I think about Kamala Harris, reminds me of a scene from the movie As Good as It Gets, where Jack Nicholson is playing novelist Mr. Udall, and he's talking to the secretary, and she asks him, oh, how do you understand women so well? And he says, I think of a man, and then I take away reason and accountability.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That was a caller. That was not Bob.
No, this time it was not Bob.
Yeah, this time.
This time.
Let's go to Randy. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning, guys. Hey, just note, right now, that's wishful thinking. They will never admit they're wrong. We are at a crossroads where this is about communism and about patriotism. And right now, 30 years of creating a sheep army, which what they have, and what they've done is, in reality, is let those sheep eat dirt at this time with the economy, with the border, and they're losing that army that they created for the last 30 years. So all those polls, all that lies that she's ahead, we see clearly she is just a pathological liar. She is sick in the head. She cannot admit to anything. None of them can. The evil will never admit to wrong. So we are winning this fight. We're going to continue to win.
I love it. I love it. I heard one of the wrestler dude that's on the Five sometimes. He's on the show a lot. Gutfeld has him on late at night. And he was saying yesterday, I just caught a piece of it, and I forget, it was Martha or whatever. But he said, this will be a landslide victory. If Trump doesn't win, I'll shave off my beard, I'll do whatever. I mean, he says, I travel all around the country. I do a stand-up act. I'm telling you, when people, not just me being on stage, but the people I interact with around the towns, he says, it's clear cut. We'll see. I hope. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, I hope you're right, too. But I don't know if you've heard that on the 27th of September, Biden administration put out a DOD directive, 5240.1. Someone wants to look it up. Apparently, they're trying to do an end run around the Posse Comitatus Act, and they're trying to make it so constitutionally they can attack the American people with our military. So I haven't really done a lot of investigation into it yet, but it's very disturbing that they've signed that just before the election. What do they have planned? They don't want Trump in there. They're going to do whatever they have to do to keep Trump out. And if things go bad, they want the power to be tyrannical and put the boot on our neck.
Yeah, I'll try to find out about that, because it seems like that's getting past all these legal eagles that, you know, that we know. That would be interesting at the very least. Let's go to Tug. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I just dropped my daughter off here at GHS, and what's bugging me is the children that do not stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. I ask her regularly if she's still the only one who stands up for the Pledge of Allegiance, and she still is, about 20 kids. My thought on that is half the parents or grandparents don't know that their children are not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. He was talking about a sheep nation earlier. It starts with us holding our kids accountable. If you've got kids in school, ask them if they stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and if so, how many others do, and encourage them to be the brave one to stand up for this country and influence the others in the class.
Yeah, it is interesting. Mm-hmm. They're saying that actually this younger generation, they're saying that the trend for being more conservative is back up on the rise.
And you might even ask if your child's school does the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. And just remember, the brainwashing's already taken effect. They're already told that don't listen to your parents. They're stupid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Which they said they were going to do that 100 years ago when the commies got involved in public education and the teachers' unions. It's all there. It's all historical. It's all fact. 7:28 right now. Thanks for participating. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, the chair of the REC, Tim Martin, going to help explain the amendments. I call it the amendments made simple. We'll do that next on 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
In the home stretch
to Election Day on The Sky.
10. Every vote matters.
9. November 5th. Liberation Day.
8. No guardrails.
7. Keep men out of women's sports.
6. Paying their fair share.
5. Spending money like drunken sailors.
4. Tired playbook.
3. You're fired.
2. Let's handle November, shall we?
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Seven:34, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. Hey, look, early voting starts Monday, and on the ballot is going to be 6 amendments to the Florida Constitution. They require 60% of the vote for passage. And Tim Martin from the Republican Executive Committee of Alachua County, he's the chair, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for doing this and going through the amendments. And let's try to make it as simple and straightforward as we can. Start with amendment number 1, partisan election of members of district school boards. Why does this matter?
Well, I think there is always an undertone. You kind of know where the candidates stand from a party standpoint. But what I do like about this is I think it could drive more voting and voter turnout, because this will create a primary system for school board, and ultimately that means that the primary winners move on to the general, where there's a higher turnout. So right now these races are settled during the primary, so even though we're going to the polls in November, they've already been settled in the last election cycle. So I think it syncs those up to the general, and having more voices in the process, I think, is a good thing. So I'm a yes on Amendment 1.
Okay. Yes on 1. All right. Number 2, right to fish and hunt.
This was a legislative referral amendment, and what they were seeing, and by legislative I mean the representatives and senators in Tallahassee, There was about a dozen different states that they're actually fending off lawsuits against hunting and fishing being a right. So the legislative was taking positive and proactive action here, getting that on the ballot. And if the electorate here in Florida, over 60% agree, then this will actually be codified, which is sort of like kind of making it another level and codifying it in the Constitution.
So we'd say this is protecting the right to fish and hunt so that, like, the Sierra Club and others can't come in and try to change it or interfere with it. It's a protection, correct?
Correct. Another great way to say it is just reasserting.
Okay, and your right. vote on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Number three, do I need to say more than weed? It's recreational marijuana use, but it's not as straightforward as we think. Help to explain it, if you would.
Understood. I think the biggest misconception is people will be able to grow their own, and that is not true. This is a ballot that has been citizen-initiated. I believe there's one company called Trulieve that has dumped about $60 million into this initiative trying to get it passed. And the way the market has sort of shaped up within the medical side of the marijuana industry, it would create what is effectively a commercial monopoly, much like GRU or Cox or something like that, on marijuana here in Florida. So there is no personal growing of it. I think it does change some of the amounts, and there's a couple of little nuances. But at the end of the day, this is, you know, not good for society, and we certainly don't want it to be built into the character of the state, which is our Constitution. It's, you know, it's who we are, and I don't think at the end of the day over 60% of Floridians believe that marijuana is really who we are as a state. So personal growing is not allowed in Amendment 3, so I'm a no on that one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to lean in that direction as well because of that. This is a big company. Like you said, Trulieve, they want to control that as an industry. This is not about Florida being free. Grow your own. Now you're taking things that are more of a libertarian approach, which I'm okay with. But like you said, this is a corporate thing. So thank you for clarifying that. All right. To our listeners, this might be straightforward and simple, but let's go through it anyway. Amendment 4, limiting government interference with abortion. Help to explain this one.
Well, I call it the abortion industrial complex. They have really put together this bill. It is vague. It makes it sound like you are getting government out of the way, which most libertarian, conservative-leaning people agree with. But that was intentionally done to somewhat deceive even the conservative, maybe even Christian voter. But this bill allows for third trimester abortions, which nearly 60% of both sides of the aisle already disagree with and is already not happening here in Florida. But this would allow third trimester abortions, so we're talking up to birth. The definitions of the words are very problematic in this amendment. You have the word health, but that's not defined. You have the word provider, which that is not defined. And let's face it, if they were trying to be straightforward and they wanted to say, oh, well, it's just a doctor, they could have written the word doctor into this, and they did not. So that is very problematic. And just overall, again, similar to number 3, I just don't think this is where Floridians really, their character is, which is what our Constitution speaks to. So I'm a no on 4. So far it's yes, yes, no, no.
And just real quickly on the number 4, yes, you really have to watch the language. Right now you have to have consent. If you're a minor, consent is required. Now they're just saying that you have to be notified. Those are two different things, so that changes it. The other thing, they use the term viability, so it'll never say in there it allows third trimester abortions, but exactly as you said, this term viability could open the door to third term stuff. So yes, I agree with you. No on 4. All right, let's get to number 5, annual adjustments of the value of certain homestead exemptions.
So this will just simply tie it to the inflation. I believe the CPI is the underlying data point that they want to tie this to. Because let's face it, you know, a $25,000 exemption now does not mean the same as it did 10 years ago when you adjust for inflation. So this makes it a little bit more realistic. I'm a yes on property tax amendment 5.
Yeah, and the key supporters of the majority of Florida legislative Republicans and the opponents of the Florida League of Cities, which is known, you know, when you get together with the Florida League of Cities, all they pretty much do is figure out ways to tax and assess fees and call them things other than fees and taxes. Am I right?
100%.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Amendment 6, repeal of public campaign financing requirement.
Oddly enough, there was a provision in the Florida law that allowed for certain statewide races, governor, commissioner of agriculture, the vice governor or lieutenant governor. You could actually, if you met certain requirements and you agreed to certain things, you could actually have the public finance your campaign for the entire state race. So this really just kind of, I guess, in other words, sort of cleans that up and pulls that out of state law constitutionally. So we won't be having that as an option for anybody anymore. And it's not something that's really ever been exercised. So why have it in there? I'm a no on 6.
All right, no on 6.
Yes on 6.
You want to repeal the public campaign financing requirement. All right, so yes.
So I'm 6. Yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes. Okay.
There you go. Good to know.
All right, no on weed and no on the abortion.
Correct. And the other thing I'd say about the abortion is you can mentally support abortion under circumstances here in Florida. You know, your rapes, your incest. And I think even folks who are pro-choice can really vote no here because of just the elements that we talked about with the gray area of those definitions. But also, you're not in favor and you're not so extreme that you're willing to be okay with third trimester abortions when scientifically those babies are determined to be able to feel pain.
Yeah, it's an issue where the way that they use these broad type terms, they're not, to me, it's not honest. It's not an honest amendment, and that right there tells you why can't you be transparent and clear with the language? Why are you purposefully going with this broad language? So yeah, for that reason raises flags, and then once it's explained, I'm absolutely no, I'm with you. So Tim Martin, Republican Executive Committee, the chair, we really appreciate you taking the time to do this. And maybe we should go over this again, say, maybe Monday?
Yeah, we can do it on Monday, and I'll be back in town so I can be in the studio with you all.
Fantastic. And we'll spend a little more time on it so we can go a little deeper. But I think this is going to be great for a lot of folks. Great guidance. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Safe travels.
Yeah, just getting that confusion out of the way because, again, we're inundated by commercials and just dishonesty, unfortunately.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you where I found some guidance, and they can tend to be a little left, but it's great informationally. I went to the Tampa Bay Times, TampaBay.com, and they put it in a format that's really easy to understand. And you can tell who the key supporters are versus the key opponents.
Gotcha.
And that sometimes can help you, shall we say, that can guide you.
So yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes.
And we're going to talk about it again Monday. I don't know what that noise was. Was that me?
Oh, we have a ghost in the building. It's almost Halloween.
Hopefully a ghost bringing something good. All right. That was good. I really appreciate that. And we'll go through some of this stuff again. Also, coming up at 8:05, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek will be with us right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And State Senator Keith Perry reached out to us and said, hey, don't forget about a couple local amendments. Thank you. Good catch. The GRU one, that's about the governance. The city really is doing anything they can to take back power and control over GRU. They have failed in their mission miserably over a period of years. The governor had to appoint a board of oversight to take care of that. That needs to remain in place, in my opinion, and yes. The opinion of anybody except, I guess, a couple of commissioners, really.
Well, they're acting like it's not local control. Yeah, the committee is made of local people and includes Alachua County, which has not been represented in the past.
Thank you. So on that, and then single member districts, they fought to get single member districts. It passed. Single member districts mean you live in a district, you vote for a candidate that is going to represent your district.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of everybody or some of the seats being at large, then all you're going to get is, you know, the concentration of people that live in one area basically get to pick the commissioners for all areas.
Right.
That's the simplification of it anyway. And that doesn't work because the needs within Alachua County vary from where you're at.
Sure they do.
You know, from being around Newberry to being to Tioga mm-hmm. to the Duck Pond
sure.
to the east side.
Mm-hmm.
For example, don't you think that their needs are different and should be addressed as such?
Absolutely.
Thank you. So that's on those, and then if you gave a shout out to Keith if he wanted to join us later on, and if not, we'll cover them again, promise. Okay, we're all over that. Coming up at 8:05, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek is going to be in and get us up to speed and everything. Well, dealing with Marion County, basically. I do want to invite you to the Haunted Trail. Ooh,
scary
kids.
This sounds fun.
A haunted trail.
Yeah.
1 mile haunted hike around a haunted lake. Yeah, the old Indian lake.
Indigenous peoples, Bob.
Yeah, it's that too. Is that, but I can't spell it, so I'm going to say Indian lake. It's a 1 mile hike, and all the proceeds go to benefit Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and they're going to do it out there, Camp Freedom,
yep.
which is a Melrose address. But
it's confusing.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get to.
Dan hates it when I do this. Dan DeMarco. The
yes, he does. I know what you're going to do. Yeah.
It's behind the giant RV park.
Yeah.
It's back there down Speedville Road.
I watched the look on his face when you say that. It's hilarious.
Well, it's funny how that can be a source of irritation for some who live in the area. Yeah. We all like to keep it the way it is. We all move there for a lot of reasons. But remember, you're going to have development. People have the right to sell their property for different uses. And here's the good thing about those folks. They're not poor. They don't demand any services because it's a retirement community. So you don't have to educate their kids. That's a huge expense. And there's not too many brawls or fights or fisticuffs there. So you don't get the cops called every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, most of their units are very expensive and well taken care of, so fire rescue will not have to, well, maybe that's the one use they would have, and it wouldn't be to put out a fire, it'd be to put out a heart attack.
Yeah, Keith Perry confirmed, he'll be checking in about 8:30, minute or two past that this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Clarify some things.
That's pretty cool how we have this connection where you can just get a text, a great reminder.
Mm-hmm.
You booked a guest. Greg, I got to tell you.
Yes.
You're doing a heck of a job.
Why,
you know what?
You. What's that?
I'm going to promote you for a day.
Yes.
You take charge of the show tomorrow. How's that? As a way to thank you for all your hard work, say, look, you get to be, uh-huh. you know, the
big chair, as I call it.
Yeah, the big chair.
The Baba Lounger. Yeah.
Yeah, the big chair. That reminds me, what was that a skit from? Oh, man. Now, I'm
basically, you're saying you're skipping on town for
from
a long
weekend. From Laughing. Wasn't there Laughing when the comedian would be in that big rocking chair.
Yes. What's her name? And she acted
Lillian,
like a little girl.
Lillian?
Lily Tomlin.
Lily, that's it.
Too many Lilies in there.
Lily yes. Tomlin.
Basically, what you're saying, though, is tomorrow you're just skipping out for a long weekend.
Well, that...
But it sounded better the way you said it,
can I answer
though.
That?
Yes.
First of all, I come from a middle-class family. Can I answer that again?
Yes.
The answer is Donald Trump, okay?
Uh-huh.
Can I answer that again?
We got that enough last night.
If you would have passed the bipartisan bill, I would have to work tomorrow.
But we didn't pass it.
No.
Okay.
All right. So the Haunted Trail. Did I give you enough information? It is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's October 24th, 25th, 26th. That is going to be the crazy busy weekend for a lot of people. Don't we have Oktoberfest for the Ronald McDonald House on the 26th.
Yeah, going to be there that Saturday. And come on out. Have yourself a brat, a chicken, a band from Germany, and we'll be hanging out.
Here's an easy way to remember it.
Yes.
Come on in to Audi.
Oh, see what you did there.
Audi.
There you go. Okay.
Right. Is it Audi Gainesville or Audi of Gainesville or Gainesville Audi?
I always know it until you try to confuse me.
Which I do to myself.
Actually, I believe it is Audi Gainesville. Yes, it is.
Is it the one on Main Street?
It's the only one there.
Remember, so Tom's the big deal there?
He's the big deal. Well, he spent a lot of time in Germany, which is why he does this thing so proper German. So, yeah.
Tom Brinkman, Michael Potapow team up for this thing, raise a ton of money for the Ronald McDonald House, and do it in a true tradition of Oktoberfest with an Oompa band flown all the way in from, I always get the city wrong. I want to say Berlin, but it's not. It's Munich.
It's in Germany.
It's Munich.
Yes.
You never use that term unless you're referring to Mark Spitz in 1972.
Wow.
I could have went the terrorist route.
Yeah, no, but it's probably best that you did.
I'm trying to keep the show upbeat.
Yeah.
All right. So you got that. That's going on that day as well.
Yep.
For the Ronald McDonald House. We love it. Stand by, my friends. Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek will be in the house momentarily. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.